Getting ready to be live. It is live. You're
it's live.
It's live.
I'm live.
Yeah.
Right on.
You know, some of the best crap happens
off mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I'm just,
we need a secret mic that's always on.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You follow well. All right, well, we have a guest today, and I'm kind of excited about this guest, that the fact that Ken and I busted your cherry.
We did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you can say it that way.
We absolutely did.
You never listened to podcasts before.
Never.
Right? And so Ken turned you on to ours.
Well, I don't know if you say turned me on or forced it on me.
Forced it on him. Yeah. So listen to this. You have no choice.
Yes.
But so now do you choose to listen?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because I, you know, we're always looking for ways to improve our audience, our listenership. I do want to know a little bit about you. So, and you've kind of forewarned us about what we can and can't talk about. I can tell you right now, I have ADHD plus PWCS plus, I don't know, 15 other diseases that I don't remember a word you said prior to that. So there ain't no telling what's going to come out of my mouth. Just look at me. Just look at me and go,
yeah.
Okay, that's all you got to do.
Right.
The audience doesn't need to know. You just look at me and go,
yeah. We have the list.
Yeah.
The torture chamber under his house, that's off limits. We can't talk about that. The Swiss bank accounts, we can't talk about those at all.
I want to do the torture chamber.
Me too.
Well, all right, so Ken coerced you. Is that the best way to put it? To
I listen? Tricked him.
Tricked him?
Yeah, I would say probably more like tricked, right?
Really?
It was, you know, Ken and I have been friends for, I don't know, over 10 years, I would think now.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I'm doing this podcast, and I'm doing this with David Mills. And then he started throwing it out on Facebook. And then he's like, oh, you got to listen, you got to listen, you got to listen. And it took me a few weeks to get to it.
Yeah.
And this is how, I don't know if this dates my age, but I listened to it on Facebook, but I couldn't keep it going on Facebook, so I had no idea of how to any other way of listening to it. And
are dating yourself.
Yeah. Well, my wife would tell you I'm a Facebook
tourist.
Would she say? Yeah, tourist type of thing. I don't post anything.
Right.
I keep my private life to myself a lot.
Do you have a flip phone?
You know what?
Yeah.
I wish, because it wouldn't create as many problems as the technology we got today.
Yeah.
But Facebook was really tough. And so I ended up calling Ken one day, and I said, I travel a lot for my work.
Oh.
And I call Ken, and I'm like, man, Facebook keeps cutting in and out. I can't it won't continue if I go out of cell service or anything. He's like, download Spotify, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we're gonna
what
send them
is
a bill,
Spotify?
Yeah,
right? And so I was a Spotify virgin, if you don't mind. I mean, at that point, too, right? It was
you're like virgins.
We
both
busted a couple of cherries there.
So you guys were my first podcast that I started listening to.
Well,
and it's been fun.
Well, good. We try to talk about some serious stuff, but at the same time, we try to keep it light, tongue-in-cheek. We're not going to get too, because I think last week we talked about mental illness. I don't remember now. I've had a mental illness.
Yeah, we did. Mental stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah,
I've heard about the bar exam. That's where we're at. Right?
That's Ken's baby.
We need to implement
that. Something. Yeah.
I've figured out how to get it done, right? So people send us your problem, your dilemma, whatever is going on.
Let's start it right now.
You will come up with a solution. I will come up with a solution.
It's
we will
match.
Put those two solutions to the bar,
I
and
love
the
it.
Bar will vote on.
Okay.
Which one is the one they choose?
Like, yeah. All right, so send us an send us an email to mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And what, say again what we're looking for.
Anything. Whatever problem you may be having, quandary, something that's bothering you.
I would say, you know, what do you talk about when you go to the, you take a buddy to the bar and have a beer and talk about your problems, right?
Yeah. Or the bartender if you don't even have a buddy. I mean, that's what they're for.
Exactly.
They're unlicensed psychologists.
Exactly right.
I mean, the reason why I came today is because you were doing this at a bar and I wanted to do the bar exam. and the bartender gave me a whiskey, so that worked out all right.
Oh, God bless her. all right, so we can't really, we're not going to go into what you do for a living, but obviously you travel some.
Yes.
Okay, so you've been introduced to the Mail Encounters, Milk is what we like to call it in the biz.
Milk. Yep.
So, you know, you can you know, you can tell your people, hey, I listen to Milk. But I also, have you listened to the Wake Up Call yet? Yeah. No, it's okay, you can tell me no, that's fine.
No, I have not. Okay,
well, it's the one that started the whole thing, and it's been going out. Matter of fact, I'm publishing my 100th episode. We're recording it on March the 6th. So it's been out there a little while. We're hoping that this one, Kenan's already committed to doing 52 weeks solid a year, which that's all I need.
I heard 49, you guys are gold for this year. You're going to do 49.
Well, we've
already lost the first 4 weeks of the year.
Yeah, I know.
Kenan's just like, let's do 52 weeks, and I'll do 52 weeks, but we can't do it this year.
We can do a week for a few weeks. So
why not? I don't know. It might get a little boring after a while. Just sitting here breathing.
No, I mean, I am pretty serious. Jim knows I'm serious all the time. So
hold on. Bullshit. Oh, excuse me.
Bless you,
Jim. I hope you're wearing your boots because it's probably going to
always get... when I'm around Ken.
Yeah,
always. It's a mandatory item.
Boots. No, you know, that's what my problem is. That's how come I come home smelling.
You're sinking in it, man.
You know, you talk about the wake up call. I have not listened to it.
That's okay.
I will tell you now. If it's anything like this podcast, I will start listening to it.
Well, it's more music based, but
it's like the old style radio shows. You know, where you got like a little bit of music, a little bit of talk, a little bit of music, a little bit of talk.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of cool. You know, I'll download it because now I know how to use Spotify.
Right?
Yeah, and it's on Spotify. It's on all of them. Buzz, any of them. It's on all the major sites.
Right.
He only has Spotify.
No, I was doing that for the audience that's listening right now. Okay.
Oh, I forget there are people listening to this thing.
Well, I hope so. I think the last I checked, we have four.
Four? 100?
No, four. And he must be one of them. So we have three besides Jim.
Oh, Jim and three other people. Yeah. Awesome.
And I bet one of them's Jerry.
One of them's Jerry, one of them's me, and one of them's you. There we go.
There we are.
We're all here.
So Jim, it's a group event right now.
So anything you say is just going to be between us. You know?
Yeah.
Even though it's going to be out there for the world to download if they want. Right. They don't, but if you they want to.
And when you guys hit 52 this year, the world will be listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will.
I'm anxious. We are excited about it. I mean, in all honesty, and I'm thankful that he's got friends that'll come beyond. My friends don't want any part of me, so they won't come beyond the show.
You talk about this podcast, and I am a virgin to podcasting, right? I have not listened to the morning show. I have downloaded a few others, right, as I...
That's what I was going to ask next. I want to know what you're listening to.
I really kind of try to stay to a more of a male type of a... This one is a lot of fun to listen to. This podcast is a lot of fun. It really takes me
away from... We're not going to buy you any more booze, so you don't have to say
that. Wait a minute. I think I bought the first round anyway.
I know. Oh, snuck one in.
But with my work, I do a lot of traveling, and I have to balance my life and my family and everything together. But as I've spent a lot of time on the road, you need something more to listen to. And this podcast is just two dudes talking, right?
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. And it really kind of shuts down the mind instead of always thinking about work.
Right.
Doing. But you asked the question, what else do I listen to, right? I listen to more motivational. I found some motivational ones.
There's some great ones out there.
Yeah.
There is some really good ones. But what I like about this podcast is it's not scripted.
No.
Right? Yeah. All the other ones is very scripted that I've listened to that you can tell that they're very scripted. Now, good messages, but they're scripted.
Right. There's a message they're trying to get out. So,
And when you're on a long, straight road, scripted sometimes just don't work for you.
It puts you to sleep.
Yeah. So, but I've really enjoyed it. I haven't ventured too far out yet, but I've really enjoyed listening to the podcast, and I've listened to this one. I've listened to all of them, some of them twice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So if your numbers have doubled, that's probably because of me.
Wow. Yeah. I think they did.
But you've had some good guests, right? Randy's been great.
Yeah. Randy's was fun.
Randy's.
I love awesome. The poop lady. I mean, come on, Carrie. The poop,
right.
Yeah. The yeah. poop group. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been fun.
You can't hear it on regular radio. We talked about shoveling shit.
Yeah.
You can't hear that on regular radio.
Right.
You can only hear that on, well, exclusively right now.
Right.
On this
market. Right.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to do the wake-up call. Okay.
Okay.
And then the other one is, and it's on.
Can I give you feedback on it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because Ken knows that I'm pretty quiet for them.
Oh, yeah. Jim barely says a word. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very vocal.
I feel there's some bullshit in there.
There's a lot of it. There's a lot of that.
But the other one that I have is Glow Up Chronicles. And so that one would be a good for you to listen to, too. It's kind of a self-help. Like today, we had a guy on, Robert Watson. Do you know Robert? He's got Kim's Taekwondo downtown Farmington, New Mexico, USA.
Yes. USA. Yeah. Important to put on there.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Because we do have listeners. What did I tell you? Germany somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I sent you one. We had one in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But even for the Washington, D.C. person, it's important to put USA when you're saying New Mexico.
Yeah, because everyone, oh, look.
Wow. What is our happening right
I told
now?
You the bar exam
that
works
is the
today,
coolest
right?
I just love
water
this
bottle
lady.
I've ever seen.
Yeah. I asked this for Waddle. Great. Waddle. I asked
waddle?
For waddle.
A waddle.
Well,
you got a waddle.
Between a bottle. That's a water bottle. It's a waddle.
Yeah, it's a waddle.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. So anyway, I would encourage you to any of those, okay?
Yeah.
But I've been listening to some to Joe Rogan. What are you? Break? Is that what you're trying to?
Yeah.
I hope I didn't break that. I did.
Oh, you did. You said
no,
break and then you
so,
did.
Yeah. I don't know my own strength.
It just,
yeah,
it
just
loops
popped
in
out.
There.
But, you know, Joe Rogan's got some good ones. I can't listen to him all the time. He's kind of like you. But there is some great ones out there.
So he's a little crazy.
Yeah, he is. You know who Joe Rogan is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got you.
What, Dirty Jobs? Done Dirt Cheap?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't he the guy from Dirty Jobs? Yeah.
No.
No? Are you sure?
No, I think
right.
Dave's right.
Maybe I don't know.
I like
jobs.
Jim already.
I'm just going to side with Dave the whole time.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever said that, have I?
If Ken's ever on vacation, you want to come?
You mean like the month of November and December?
Yeah.
we can keep
right?
recording, right?
Yeah,
that's how we're going to get to 52 weeks this year, right?
Yeah.
But I know there's a bunch of the Office. Did you ever watch The Office? The show, the TV show with what's his name?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, the Office ladies, the Angela and the other one, the other blonde that was kind of a snooty that was with Dwight.
It's been a while.
Anyway, they have a show called The Office Ladies, and it's fun to listen to too. I mean,
okay.
But anyway, I'm glad that you have become a podcaster. I would never badmouth radio. Radio. You just, when you're in your car, and the nice part about now podcasting and the worldwide magic web, what'd you call it?
It runs on gypsy magic.
It runs on gypsy magic.
Yeah.
You can, it never fades out. So you can continue. If you're on Spotify and you're on the road.
Absolutely.
You get it continually. If you're on a radio station.
Right.
You're going to have to wait till you get to the next town.
That's where Ken helped me, right? I get on Red Mountain Pass because I travel to the western slope a lot of Colorado, and it's I don't have anything.
Right.
Right? It's Sirius.
Right. Yeah.
Right? That's what I listen to. But
yeah, Sirius XM.
Yeah.
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 Which...
it's been nice.
Making a push to get some of my programming on there, too.
Absolutely. It would be great.
I mean, why not?
That would be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we got to take a break. We do have some sponsors, and I want to give them fair square. So if you want to hang tight just a little bit.
Pay the bills.
Yeah. What is today, the date today? Is it an even day or an odd
day? It's today. The 10th.
Okay. So it's an even day. So it's we're going to do day. This one right here.
Awesome.
Ken, number two.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Quick commercials.
Did we have dead air?
We did.
Those were quick commercials, dun, dun, man. Dun. We didn't have time to pull out any more secrets that can't be divulged. You know, we've made such a mystery out of his job now. People are going to start thinking he's like international assassin, things like that.
About Jim?
Yeah.
It could be.
It could be.
That would be a fun job.
Actually. I mean, I know what it is. Right? But for my own safety, I'm not going to say what it is. So.
Yeah, I don't. If he wants to talk about it, it's up to him.
I'm not. Yeah. No, you know, and I'll talk a little bit about what I do. But very busy, right? I will say very busy, and
so you
and
don't
try
really
to
work. It's just busy work.
No, I work a lot.
Yeah, he's super busy.
I travel a lot. I spend a lot of time away from home, and then when I am here, I work a lot. But there has to be a balance in life as well.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And this podcast, and I'll just circle it back.
Yeah.
Helps me keep that balance when I'm on the road.
It gives that
break. Are we going to have to put this guy on payroll?
I know. I know. That's why we brought him on.
You know, and as I was drilling Ken a little bit of like, what are you guys going to ask me?
We have no idea.
You really had no idea. But he did say, he did spark something that is a very close thing to me. The reason why I work so hard and I spend so much time away and my wife sacrifices time. And I think she actually enjoys this job because she don't see me as much, right?
But it's for a long marriage. Right.
Separation.
This is the secret.
Yeah. Don't be in each other's face.
Yeah. A long marriage. Yeah. But... my grandkids are what keeps me rolling.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I got some amazing grandchildren.
How many you got?
11.
Oh my God! You're not that old, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm older than Ken. Ken's the baby of the group right now.
Here's the thing.
Acts like the baby sometimes.
Dave's the baby.
Yeah, but you act like the baby.
I'll give you that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I know.
No, his family, man, they reproduce. They're a good-looking family, too. Like, they have good genes, and they know it.
And our kids know it, too. They can reproduce, right? I'm hoping that we're getting close to being done, right? But it's our grandkids are... I think everybody's heard this before. It's the reward of not killing your kids when you're raising them, right? And we really enjoy trying to spoil each and every one of them, making each one of them feel special. And that takes a lot of time, especially when out of 11, we only have four that live right here near us. Everybody else is anywhere from 7 hours to 12 hours away.
Yeah.
To me, that's the ideal way to have a family, though. So when you take a road trip,
Right.
You got places to stay. Right?
Most of the time.
I told my kids, most of the time. When they got, and I only have three, but I told them, you know, one of you
pick some cool places to live.
One of you move to the East Coast, one of you move West Coast, I don't care, just somewhere, and then the other one in the middle.
Right.
So then I can just, you know, when I retire fully. Just travel and go see.
You have layovers.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
That's
you know,
my
but
hope.
My grandkids do tell us when we do come and stay, they're like, you know, the only time we get to go swimming is when you stay in a hotel. So will you please just not stay with us?
So we can go swimming?
Yeah. That's an expensive swimming fee, right? But hey, we love it. Right.
Yeah.
But that's what's the motivation, right? And In a busy, hectic world, trying to find a balance and understanding what that balance is.
Yeah.
You know, I won't tell you what I work for or do, but it's a major corporation, and I spend a lot of time away.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a very understanding wife. Very nice.
Very understanding. Okay.
Is she here? Did she make it?
She.
I don't see her.
I don't know if she's a downloader to your podcast.
She should be.
I truly believe that every strong working individual has a very strong spouse that supports them, no matter where that's at and what that is.
Yeah.
But the spouse, the boss is at home, and we all know who the main boss
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And I've been very fortunate that I've been able to. Not screw this marriage up. And she's been very patient with that. So,
well, that's fantastic. All right. So, did I ask you? Are you from Farmington originally?
So you haven't asked me that.
Okay. Well, let's find that out. Where are you from originally?
Okay. I was raised in Durango.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. My father.
Must have been a millionaire, because
I wished.
Yeah. Right? I lived there too, man. I had to work three freaking jobs.
So my father and mom moved to Durango when I was 6 months old. Hmm. So that was a long time ago. When at that point it was probably pricey still to live there.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But they bought their house in 19. I want to say like 81, somewhere right around there, 79, 81. And I'm sure it was everything they could do to afford that house, but they still live in that same house today.
Are you kidding me? That's fantastic.
No, So I'm going to try to get my dad to listen to this. So to encourage him to sell.
Sell he does now. Have a flip phone. Right?
He does have a flip phone. Kid knows my dad. But no, it was a great place to live. But nothing against Durango, but anywhere where we grow up, it's always hard to return and live there. And my wife and I relocated to Farmington about a little over 20 years ago. Had an opportunity to relocate with a company. And that was about 20 years ago that we were able to make the move here, raise our family here, raise our kids. All of them went to school here, attended college here.
How many kids do you have?
We have three.
Three?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good mix, boy, girl, or?
The oldest is a boy, and then two girls. Came with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love them all dearly. Love them all in different ways.
Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But they were fun, and it's weird because the sleeper of the family, the one that is, you know, kind of daddy's girl growing up.
Yeah.
And is the one that when they hit the teenager years, watch out, right?
Yeah.
It's the ones that are just kind of like, oh my goodness. All three of them have turned out to be excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, I was there for their teen years. Yeah.
You had seen a couple of them during their teen years.
Yeah.
But they're all excellent. And that's the hope as parents, right? That they grow up to be good citizens. No matter what career path that they do, that they're just good citizens, and they're good parents if they want to be in the parenthood.
Exactly.
And they're all doing great.
Absolutely. All of them.
You did some right, man. Maybe no, it was my no, little bit of
it's
influence.
It's 33 years of marriage of the other half that
oh,
did something
she's
right.
She's the one that did the great. Okay, she was the one with the great job.
You know, and that's the sad part about fathers, right, is that, and I have this conversation with my own son, is that unfortunately fathers don't get to enjoy all the stuff that
yeah,
the
that
kids go through. Because we're very career oriented, it's we're traveling, we're working, we're working odd shifts, we're doing whatever it takes to,
yeah.
to
put food on the table.
To put food on the table.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
I have that conversation with my son as he has four right. of my 11 grandkids. Right, that they he works a lot. And I'm super proud of him for yeah. working so hard to provide for his family. The best day of life is when your kids stop calling for money.
Yeah. Right.
and my wife yeah. and I have started enjoying yeah. in that part of our life. So
I want to get across to Ken because he has this thing about the football stars on TV going, "Hi, Mom." And he's like, why don't they ever say hi, Dad?
Collins?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's why, right there.
Yeah.
Because dads are usually gone making the money, and mom's usually home.
I know.
Doing the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? And you bring up a point that I think moms have the hardest job.
Yeah.
Absolutely the hardest job. Their job never stops.
No.
Right? I get home and I get working and I'm tired. I go to bed, I go to sleep, and the kids wake up and, hey, your kids are getting up. they need some attention. Their job works 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is a tough job, so, being a mom.
Now, wait, I don't want to alienate any fathers doing
right.
the other for sure.
Absolutely.
But whoever the house parent is,
yes.
is the one that does the majority of the
yeah.
work. Because nowadays there are some women that are out in the workplace and men are
absolutely,
staying home.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, the traditional roles aren't as traditional in today's.
No, the line has moved.
Yeah,
it really has. Yeah. And even in my family, right, as much as I travel and stuff, I do 90% of the cooking in my house.
Yeah.
90%. And my wife would tell you, yeah, that's true.
And I bet she does 100% of the cleaning
yeah.
the dishes.
She does 100%. You know,
yeah.
it's funny because
no, it's not
I can make a meal, and I take my plate, and I'll put it right above where the dishwasher is. The dishwasher's empty, but I don't put it in there. Right? I know it irritates the hell out of her,
yeah.
but...
That's our job. That's our job.
I don't think about that. I'm not the dishwasher person.
No. Well, I used to get in trouble for loading the dishwasher incorrectly. I made the effort to load it, but I got in trouble because it wasn't.
I did that once.
It wasn't right.
I intentionally didn't load the laundry right, so I didn't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, that's an old husband trick right there.
The sad part is that the older you get, and then the more money you make, the wife figures out where dry cleaners are. So it's one of those things that happens.
Oh, that reminds me. That's some
right.
stuff in the dry cleaner. Thanks. I'm glad we had you on for a reason, Jim. Dry cleaner.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take another real quick break. So sit tight. And this time I'll try to remember to come back when the commercial breaks over because it's only like a minute and a half.
Right.
So hang on with us, man.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up because when you're family, who needs formality?
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Marketing.com. The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
You know, I like this guy already. You know, Dave is pretty. Was that you that said that?
Yeah.
Or him?
Oh, was no, no, Ken? That was yeah. that was Ken complimenting yeah. himself.
Right? Oh, he's Dave too, right?
Yeah, he's Dave. Dave. Yeah. yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Dave too. Yeah. He's,
yeah, Dave.
So you were telling he's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, we have a photographer. She's not here.
No.
One more. She's very pretty.
She's beautiful.
He's pretty, sure, but he's really...
I'm pretty sure I can take pictures.
And he's got hairy legs. I mean, come
he
on,
does.
Man.
I, know. Really? I mean...
Have you seen his legs?
No.
No. I have, and that is probably not a good thing.
You guys are too close to friends. This is not
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk about our friends a little bit, right?
Okay, because, yeah.
Talk,
yeah,
let's talk about this guy. Talk about us, not well,
and I'm not gonna,
yeah, yeah, right no, in front of your face.
And yeah. this is why we're doing it at a bar, right?
This is why we're doing it at a bar. I don't know why we're doing it. We got to thinking maybe the alcohol would give those tongues a little looseness.
Yeah.
And,
I will tell you though that a balance. We were talking a little bit about a balance in life, right?
Right.
You know, everybody has a job to do.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to go work. But
thanks, man.
They got to have that balance. And to find a really good group of friends that you can... I'm more like a Jekyll and Hyde, and he's right behind me.
Which one am I, Jekyll or Hyde?
Yeah. You are definitely Hyde. Right? I'm going to hide you every day. Right? But
these guys are funny. Why are they hanging around with you?
I know.
But to have that balance in life, to really know, hey, there's points that you're just super stressed out, and you got to find that other side, right? That's the balance that everybody needs to try to find in some point.
Yeah.
Now, I encourage the listeners not to find the group of friends that I found because they're a little crazy.
Folks, they're all shaking their head.
Make
no,
it arrested.
No,
they're yes.
You know, but I talk to my secretary all the time, and I'm like, you have no idea who I really am. Due to the fact is. I'm a certain person when I'm at
right.
work.
Absolutely.
Have to be.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Now, I think my friends have no idea of the type
what
of...
What an asshole you are.
No, we know. We know.
I was going to say that.
I think a few of them know that I'm that. I know that you have to filter every time that somebody says, ass.
Yeah.
But it's... I think my friends know that at some point.
We've right. seen you in work mode.
Yeah, we've
and
seen
it's you.
It's not pretty.
Oh, no. It's a...
Yeah. So, yeah. But you got to find the balance in life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And to have a good friendship. I got Ken as a friend, right? I've got the person you've heard about, Dave, that's making pictures, right? But
taking pictures.
He's drawing
making,
as fast
he's
as
sketching us out right now.
but that's really the balance, right? That really keeps us grounded. That keeps the stress out, and it makes you balance the rest of your crap that comes with life.
Yeah,
right. And we want to talk about crap that comes with life.
We became friends because of weekends, right? So it was kind of the weekend thing at the lake.
We were campers.
And so, yeah. And so that's how I described it to everybody. Is like,
oh, man,
I do this, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was telling people I do this so that I don't drive down the sidewalk just trying to gain points for how many people I mow down. That's what the weekend did. So strangely enough, you crazy people kept me sane.
What? You know what?
I know.
Are you serious?
It doesn't make any
impressed.
Sense.
You know what? And that's and
I wouldn't pat yourself on the back, man. It's still way out there.
Do I need to share this mic with Dave? Right? Because, you know, he will do karaoke right, for us, but if we need to.
I think he'll be our next guest, man. I don't know. But speed it up, Ken.
But that's the secret, right? That is the secret to success, I would say.
Yeah.
Is that you got to have some crazy friends.
Yeah.
And you got to have friends that you don't work with.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Because all you do is work if your friends are around.
Right.
Or you can't separate work and friendship when you're at work. Right? And that's been a motto of mine, that we have what we call a friend group. Right?
Yeah.
Ken's in this friend group. But we have a friend group. None of us, with the exception of maybe two people that have been in the same profession.
Yeah, we don't work together.
We don't work together.
Shop talk is just not an option.
Really zero in common,
yeah.
Except for we're just
crazy.
Freaking crazy people.
Yeah, we're
crazy. And we enjoy each other's company.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
I have a $6 million question for you.
Right. You got it.
Okay. So
I got a $2 million answer.
Okay. I'll settle for that.
2 cents.
We can split it.
And so now I'm up to $3 million.
No, that's not how the split works.
You said split.
No, we'll split the $2
million. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Are you sitting on a Shetland over there?
He's negotiating.
All right, now listen. Here's the deal. Okay, so I'm single. And I have had lady friends on and off. I have a different set of standards that I've been trying to work on. And I've been married a couple times. Not something I'm extremely proud of, but I am proud of what came of those marriages, right?
Yeah.
So as a single person, it's hard to find, like I can call friend and call Ken and say, let's hang out. And he might be all right for a couple hours to do that. But because you guys all have spouses involved, right? So
sure.
As you guys get together, the other halves get together and they do their, so as a single guy, okay, how do you get, at my age, at 67 years of age, how do you get somebody to be your friend that is not obligated to be with a spouse as well?
So I got the perfect answer. Hey, stop.
Yeah.
Don't answer this, Ken.
Yeah. So I can see him over there. I can always tell what he's thinking because he's like.
This is the hardest thing is to keep Ken quiet.
Ken can't answer this because when we became friends with Ken, Ken was dating, I don't know, multiple women at the same time.
I was the single
know.
Guy.
You know, all of us married guys were the jealous ones.
Used to be that way with me. It's not much anymore.
But now he's taken, right? And I think our wives had actually reined in Jerry and said, you're staying with us, right? It was a thing.
Oh, so you need to thank their wives for that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But to answer this, Dave, I would say that... And it's really hard, and I think Ken probably could answer it more of what it is on the single side of it. But as you're dealing and mixing your single life with a lot of your friends that have married lives, it's really about making the whole thing come together. And when I say that is that don't expect your married friend.
Are you a freaking politician?
Hell no.
Because you're just talking around
hell
and not...
No. But make your single friends. Or make your married friends. Don't expect them to do things without their spouse.
Right.
Well, I don't. I would never, ever ask him to do something.
Yeah.
Or if you and I were to... never in a million years.
And as a single friend, we have a couple single friends, right?
Yeah.
Ken
yeah.
was one of them at one point.
Yeah.
Ken has a best friend that is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And we encourage them to be part of the friendship, right? We invite them. I would say don't deny any invitation because you feel like
the third wheel.
Yeah.
No, that's the biggest thing.
I would,
because we enjoy the friendship.
I would,
and
tell
that's
you
what
that,
the biggest
you know,
thing.
Ken said something to me about doing something, him and Jerry. I would be I would not feel like the third wheel with them because I know him well enough.
Right.
You know, I think
I would
want to
be the third wheel there, though. I'm just saying.
You wouldn't want to be.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not sure what that means, Ken.
No, it's like the conversation you said before, Dave, with Ken.
Was this nasty?
No. Ken and Randy, you just want to be that fly on the wall?
Yes.
I would love to hear what their conversations is, because Jerry is very professional. Now she's retired, but she's very professional.
Yes, I'm
right. I would love to hear what their conversations that they talk about.
She is highly entertaining. Yeah.
I've contemplated replacing her or replacing him with her.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Bring her over.
Me too.
But it's male.
The old house. They've told me several times the only reason we keep you around is because of her.
The show is called
Jerry lasted another 5 years, right? That's what the friendship is.
I knew I had to do something. Y'all are going to kick me out, so I brought Jerry in.
All right, well, listen. We did it. We're out of
time. We made
it.
That's it.
Wow.
Wow, man. And I will leave an invitation for you to come back in a few months, but not right away. I mean, I like you okay, but not right away. But I do think we ought to get Dave on some.
Yeah,
point.
We do. Yeah. We need to.
Now, my next question is, has any of these guys been on the think tank? Probably not.
You've kept been invited. Separate. I've been invited and refused many times.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's
you're an right.
asshole.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Detroit? But
I'm very,
that's the crux of the issue.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm very personal, right? I'm very quiet about my personal life, and you guys have...
Dave is the only person alive that has ridden with me when I drive like I'm by myself. And
I've never driven with you.
In the Razor.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting in the Razor with you. So, the truck was bad enough.
No.
Yeah.
Normally, I tone it down at least a bit, you know, but... There, I had a goal to accomplish, and he just happened to be in the passenger seat.
So, was it going up a big hill somewhere? They were down at the bottom. No, oh, no, you were by yourself on that one, I think.
No,
I bent the T bar on the passenger side the way he was driving.
Are you kidding?
I'm like, I'm trying to use the T bar as a steering wheel. Like,
To be fair, we almost died. Two or three times.
Put the word dozen behind that.
I don't need my butt to be any more puppet. Yeah, I'm done with that.
So that's the crux of the issue. None of them want to ride with me.
Okay.
That's why I follow.
Well, I hesitate to tell you this. I started to tell you this when I climbed into the truck for the last think tank we did.
Yeah.
But I took out a bigger life insurance policy.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. And now you're paying for it because you're still alive.
All right, man. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll leave an open invitation. I'll have to.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I'll have to suck up and say thank you to Ken too for turning you on. They're turning me on to you, so
yeah.
I guess you're up. Did I play the second commercial break?
So,
I did.
So you're turned on to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I got.